For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Cleveland, this is for you. Listen, let me tell y'all. First off, I've had that phrase stuck in my head all week because, as a lot of y'all know, I was actually in the city of Cleveland, Ohio for the last week. Yes, that is right. I was in hell. I was actually at the Heat game last Wednesday when the Heat beat the Cavs because of a scary Terry game winner, which was crazy, by the way. Listen, I took a lot of videos when I was in Cleveland. If I find some time soon, I'll try to make a vlog and get that out. But of course, I was gone for the last couple games because I was away on vacation. Now, I know, as Joakim Noah says, who takes vacation in Cleveland? Well, me, I'm the answer. And my girlfriend had some family up there, so we went to visit. It was a really good time. And actually, at that Heat game, when Scary Terry hit that three to take the lead, I screamed bang so MFing loud, and the whole arena was silent, which was crazy, but very fun time. As was this game tonight, which was a complete opposite of the last game we saw versus the New Orleans Pelicans, where the Miami Heat got their ass kicked. And as I sit here right now recording this video, the Miami Heat are up 88, 98, 108, 40 points still versus the Cleveland Cavaliers with 2.5 minutes to go. Usually, I wait to the end of the games to record the videos, but I heard Peppa's playing with 6:24 left in the fourth quarter, and I said, you know what? It's a wrap. Let me go ahead and get the camera out and get back to y'all because I'm excited. I haven't posted a video in a few days here. Missed a couple games because I was away, obviously. So, like I said, back at it versus the Cleveland Cavaliers as the Miami Heat come away with a dominating win where really there's not much that happened early on to build this league, to build this lead. It's not like the Heat got super hot from three. As of right this second, with under 2 minutes to go in the game, they are 14 to 37 from three. So only 38%. And it's not like it dipped down. It dipped down slightly, but it's not like they were shooting red hot 50% from three. And the Cavs, they didn't shoot great. Right now, they're 9 for 28, so 32%. And that's up a little bit from where they were early in the game. But really, it was just a dominating performance defensively from the Miami Heat. I mean, whether it was Patty Mills clamping up guys or Nikola Jovic, can we talk about his defense for a minute? Not only was his on-ball defense great today, and it's been pretty decent the last few games, held Zion Williamson to 4 points, which actually was a little bit annoying because I had the Zion over. I did a lot of sports betting on a lot of anonymous player prop betting sports betting apps that don't sponsor me, so I won't say any of their names because in Ohio, you got them all legal, so you know your boy was tapping in, and we did very well, because I actually threw $200 on the Heat money line, because they were underdogs versus the Cavs, so you know I was cashing in well. I did post it on Twitter, so y'all could check it out over there. Just search AnthonyD_Heat, give me a follow over there. But anyways, I don't know what the hell I was saying. Jovic was playing good defense on Zion last game, Jovic wasn't terrible the game before that versus the Cavs. I know Jared Allen finished with like 25 and 20, but a lot of that was on like Thomas Bryant and Orlando Robinson. And even then, Jared Allen's just a lot bigger than Jovic. And he's going to get his way in the paint a lot of the times. But today, Jovic was very, very great. Obviously, he was playing that four spot. He was matched up a lot with Evan Mobley, who didn't look exactly right. I mean, he's just coming back from injury, missed his last nine games. So you didn't expect Mobley to play well today. I think he was up to like 15 points last time I checked. JB Bickerstaff was getting him a lot of run in this fourth quarter blowout, trying to get his feet wet. But anyways, early in the game, not only was Jovic's man-to-man defense pretty nice, but also he was rotating very well. And that's something that he was not good at earlier this season, because he wasn't the fastest guy, at least laterally on defense. Obviously, we know he could push pace in transition, but running straight line and laterally is two completely different things. But of late, and especially in this game, his lateral defense has been very good, and I think that's why Spo is starting to love him in this rotation starting lineup. I mean, he's all but solidified himself in that starting four spot. I mean, I think that we could have confirmed that, you know, a couple weeks ago, because now it's like 15 straight games with Jovic starting. But the reason he didn't get run earlier is obviously because of the defense. We know Spoelstra will not play a guy if he cannot play defense, unless he's, you know, Tyler Hero or something like that. But no shade to Tyler Hero. But Nikola Jovic has really improved in that area, and that is something that is critical, because I was very nervous and hesitant as him being sort of the starter at the four spot going into the playoffs. I sort of preferred other options like Kame Hakez or Caleb Martin even, but the way Jovic has been playing of late, no doubt about it, he's the starting four on this team. I want to kind of go through the box score here a little bit and talk about everyone, because really pretty much every player on the Heat had a moment of significance in today. So we're going to go through that right now. Starting with Jimmy Butler, 15.6 assists, only played 24 minutes. But what you love from him, 8 of 9 from the free throw line. And that is the sign, as always, that he's active. And we saw that early from Jimmy Butler. Hit an early three today, and he really never looked back. I mean, he was aggressive, but again, 6 shots, didn't have to play all that much. Nikola Jovic today did finish with 8 points, 3 of 6 shooting. I didn't have anything in the first half. I did get into a little bit of foul trouble, because although his defense was good, when you're banging bodies with Jared Allen and stuff, you're going to pick up a couple fouls. But he did get hot in that third quarter, got his 8 points, which is the easiest cash ever, because they'd be having his line at 6.5 if y'all do any of the sports betting. So smash the Nikola Jovic over as long as it's at 6.5. But he did have a solid third quarter today, and he was also moving the ball pretty decent as well. Bam Adebayo today, 15 points, 16 rebounds, 4 assists, 5 steals, 7 of 11 shooting. Are you kidding me? Have yourself a day, Bam Adebayo. I know a lot of Heat fans are dying to see this matchup in the first round, because right now I think the Cavs are 2 and the Heat could potentially finish at 7. The teams are too close to kind of start worrying about, you know, standings. Nobody's really locked into a place yet. But the 2-7 matchup, Heat-Cavs, is a very possible scenario. And a lot of people love that for the Heat. If you would have asked me last year or at the beginning of this year, I was hesitant, because the Cavs, I thought, matched up very well against the Heat because they're very big. Jared Allen, Evan Mobley, both those guys are 7 feet tall. They got some nice bigs off the bench. You know, Georges Niang, a nice stretch four. And they just have some, they have some size, right? So that scared me. But the way Bam Adebayo has been playing, guarding these bigs this season, this is a nice matchup for the Heat, because in the past, Bam has really struggled with these big and burly centers like Jared Allen's, like a Clint Capella, like a Nikola Jovic. I know those are three very different names, and he still struggles with Jokic. Well, actually, he's played very well on Jokic. I keep saying Jovic and Jokic. I get it mixed up. But he's played very well on Nikola Jokic this year. But in the past, he would struggle with that. He would struggle with Capella. You know, just these big bodies like Jared Allen is. But this season, Bam has been so great guarding up. Because Bam is only 6'9", right? But he's very strong, obviously very quick, and he's the best defender in the league. That's something I've been saying forever. And we haven't actually seen Bam in the first two games versus the Cavs this season, as we get the final notification there. The Heat win 121-84. So this was the first game we've seen Bam play the Cavs this year. But he held Jared Allen to 9 points and 4 rebounds. And that's after Jared Allen had 25-20 last game versus the Heat, when, of course, Bam was out. So shout out to Bam Adebayo and his defense. It's just sensational, really. How can you have a guy that could clamp up Kyrie Irving and then also Jared Allen? I mean, what an all-time generational defensive talent that Bam Adebayo is. And on top of that, you put in the great offensive game that he's been doing of late. Even today, he shot 7-11, very efficient. Incredible stretch for Bam Adebayo after really struggling for, you know, a week or so earlier this month. Rounding out we got the backcourt here, Patty Mills, 10 points today. The boy has been terrible from three over the last couple weeks, really since he's been here, because I think in Patty Mills' first game with the Heat, he was like 3 of 4 from three. And since he was like 3 of 23 from three, but he did get a couple to go today. Had like a pull-up three in transition, and when he hit that, he started screaming so happy. You could tell he was really trying to just find his groove and get one to break the seal. And he got that tonight, and I think he played well. And like I said earlier, defensively, very nice on ball. And Terry Rozier, 14 points, 5 assists, 6 of 14 from him. He's doing what you want him to do. He was very hesitant. Not hesitant when he started with the Heat, but you could tell he couldn't quite find his balance of when he should be aggressive, when he shouldn't be, which is obvious. I mean, that's why when he started shooting so terribly, I was mentioning that he was shooting terrible. But I was also willing to give him some more time to get adjusted. And we are seeing Terry Rozier get adjusted, because we know this Heat team needs him to be that Charlotte Terry Rozier. They need the scoring. They need someone to attack. That's why they got him. And especially with Tyler Hero out, we need that. And we know Eric Spoelstra gives the guys the ultimate neon green light. And I think sometimes it takes guys some time to get used to that. And we're seeing Terry Rozier really find his rhythm here. And I thought he played fine tonight again. He played 30 minutes. He was in the game for quite some time. But he even threw down a dunk today. You love to see that. I didn't even mention there was like a whole dunk session in that third quarter. Bam had a nasty putback dunk. Bam also had like a, well, I took, tried to take my notes here. The putback dunk. Oh, that's the only dunk that I saved here. But he had a couple dunks in that third quarter. There was like a breakaway one where I thought we was going to see the showtime. And he just respectfully tapped it in. And I also forgot to mention about Bam Adebayo. The boy had a dream shake today. I love to see it because y'all see my boy right here. Hakeem the Dream Olajuwon. I love the footwork. I got a foot fetish for it. Y'all know I do. Which I should mention, Jaime Jaquez was out today. Speaking of the footwork god. Are the Heat better without Jaime Jaquez? No, not at all. Although Jaime's been struggling. But he'll get right. Just give the young kids some time. But shout out to Bam Adebayo for the nasty dream shake today. Moving on to the bench here, we have DeLon Wright's got a lot of run, especially in that garbage time. He did hit a couple threes, so nice to see him get his rhythm there. And then Caleb Martin, 11 points tonight. But here's the guy that I really wanted to talk about, was Haywood Highsmith. 18 points, 5 rebounds, 7 of 10, 4 of 4 from 3. Is Haywood Highsmith the answer to the Heat shooting woes? Well, if you ask Royal A. Shepard, he hopes not, because he is the biggest Highsmith hater. I used to be in that camp, but I told y'all earlier this season, I am a converted Highsmith believer, so I get to enjoy nights like tonight where the boy was hooping. Now, eventually, if this team ever gets healthy, he'll probably be out of the rotation, because you're looking at, really, obviously Tyler will play, but you're looking at Kevin Love, who will get a lot of those minutes. I'm not sure if Highsmith will play, but I certainly do trust him to get some stints here and there, or if a guy is hurt for a game or two. I like what Highsmith has brought to this team. Thomas Bryant also had a pretty nice garbage time, 14 points for him, 4-6 shooting. I like the little bit of stints that he's been providing since Kevin Love's been out, so shout out to him. I do think Orlando Robinson is better. I don't know how y'all feel about that. Orlando even played decent in that game against the Cavs in Cleveland, but I guess Spo just likes the older guy, the guy with a little bit more experience, championship experience for Thomas Bryant, mind you. But that's pretty much all I gotta say for this game. I hope I do get a vlog out from the Cavs game. I don't know how good it'll be. Usually when I go to games, I just film a bunch of random stuff and I think how to culminate it later. But it was a good time in Cleveland and it was a very fun game. So I'm glad to be back. I'm sorry that I missed the last couple of games here. That being said, the Miami Heat do play again at some points, as I pull up the schedule here. And the Miami Heat play Curry, Steph Curry on Tuesday. It should be a good one. Not a super easy one, but you got to start stacking up these wins. I think you only got like 15 or so left in the season, if that, maybe even a little bit less than that. So you got to start stacking up these wins, and they got a good one on Tuesday versus the Golden State Warriors. That being said, make sure to like the video and subscribe, because we're on the the grind to 3,700, and we get in there close, but I can't do it without y'all. I greatly appreciate all the support. And I'll see you next time. Peace out.
Pull up in the city trying to get that dead fast. Do it on my own, I don't need no dead weight. Had to kill him off, yeah, I need a head space. You know this homegrown bitch don't offend me.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.